24. Lecture given at a studio in Paris. November 6th. This is in truth a Baha'i house. Every time such a house or meeting place is founded, it becomes one of the greatest aids to the general development of the town and country to which it belongs. It encourages the growth of learning and science, and is known for its intense spirituality and for the love it spreads among the peoples. The foundation of such a meeting place is always followed by the greatest prosperity. The first Baha'i assembly that existed in Tehran was singularly blessed. In 1 year, it had grown so rapidly that its members had increased to 9 times their original number. Today, in faraway Persia, there are many such assemblies where the friends of God meet together in the fullness of joy, love, and unity. They teach the cause of God, educate the ignorant, and draw heart to heart in brotherly kindness. It is they who help the poor and needy and give to them their daily bread. They love and care for the sick, and are messengers of hope and consolation to the desolate and oppressed. O ye in Paris, strive that your assemblies may be like unto this, and may bear even greater fruits. O friends of God, if ye will trust in the word of God and be strong, if ye will follow the precepts of Baha'u'llah, to tend the sick, raise the fallen, care for the poor and needy, give shelter to the destitute, protect the oppressed, comfort the sorrowful, and love the world of humanity with all your hearts, then I say unto you that ere long this meeting place will see a wonderful harvest. Day by day, each member will advance and become more and more spiritual. But ye must have a firm foundation, and your aims and ambitions must be clearly understood by each member. They shall be as follows. 1. To show compassion and goodwill to all mankind. 2. To render service to humanity. 3. To endeavour to guide and enlighten those in darkness. 4. To be kind to everyone and show forth affection to every living soul. To be humble in your attitude towards God. To be constant in prayer to Him so as to grow daily nearer to God. 6. To be so faithful and sincere in all your actions that every member may be known as embodying the qualities of honesty, love, faith, kindness, generosity, and courage. To be detached from all that is not God, attracted by the heavenly breath, a divine soul, so that the world may know that a Baha'i is a perfect being. Strive to attain this at these meetings, then indeed and in truth will ye, the friends of God, come together with great joy, render help one to the other, become as one man, having reached perfect unity. I pray to God that daily ye may advance in spirituality, that God's love may be more and more manifest in you, that the thoughts of your hearts may be purified, and that your faces may be ever turned towards Him. May you one and all approach to the threshold of unity and enter into the kingdom. May each of you be like unto a flaming torch, lighted and burning bright with the fire of the love of God.